3, 2, 1. All right. What's good, Trey?
What's good, Anastasio Chato, my guy, my man.
What's good, man?
Not much, man. Trying to build an empire, man.
Yeah.
Trying to build an empire.
Right now, you're starting from, you started a couple years ago, right?
3 years ago, man. 3 years ago to this day, actually.
Yeah?
3 years ago to
this day. What made you take the leap of faith, man, and quit your day job and then, start your business?
Man.
Well, hold on, guys. Before we start that, Trey is a personal trainer. This is my guy. This is one of my best friends. He's family. He is one of the only friends that went to go visit my brother when he was in the hospital. Him and his beautiful fiance.
Soon to be wife.
Shout out to
Emily. Shout out to McQueen. Mm-hmm. You already know. You got the side, baby. But to answer your question, man, what made me take that leap, man, was, as you know, we worked for so long, bro, and I just hated. I didn't like the corporate lifestyle. I didn't like people being over top of me. So I was like, man, there's got to be another way. So I just prayed, man. Prayed to God and I took a test. You know, I bought this course, online training course. Mm-hmm. I bought it and I just studied my ass off, man. Working two jobs. Grinding.
Yeah, you were working Champs and then you were also working at
Layla's. It was a little club, yeah. A little nightclub. I was a doorman. I was working there too. So I was like, I found time and I was like, bro, there's gotta be another way. So I'm gonna just dedicate myself to one thing and one thing only. And once I passed that test, I was like, this certification here is a tool to let me know that anything you want to do in this life, you can make it happen. As cliche as it sounds, you can make it happen. See? You got to apply yourself and just go get it. Because it ain't going to come to you.
Yeah, that's true, man. Now you can't just pray for it, man. You also got to go after it.
Put that action, man. Because God can give you the plan, but sometimes you got to execute them plans.
Mm-hmm.
And you can fall off and just get lost and like be another guy that's saying, oh, I wish I could have did this. Or you could be a shaker and go make it happen.
Yeah. It's true, man. Now, where did you learn this grind from, man? Like, what made you, who inspired you to do this?
Who inspired me to grind like this?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, bro, as funny as it sounds, because the way this world is now, to keep it 100 with you, bro, my dad.
Your dad?
Yes,
so you're saying your dad was a big influence on you.
As far as the hustler mentality, bro, because as a kid, man, mm-hmm. we were always doing something as far as trying to get money.
Right. I remember you telling me stories about it, like where he would make y'all sell door to door.
Air fresheners, all this stuff, man. Mm-hmm. So as a kid seeing that, I was like, man, he ain't never have a job. Like my dad, he always had money, but he never had a job.
Right.
And I was like, what? How the heck does he got? What does he do? But he always was doing something. So as a kid, I seen that, I was like, bet. That's how you do it. You got to go get it, but you got to hustle for it. But I always seen him as like, he didn't go hard enough.
Right.
And I was like, man, he could be doing so much more, but he did.
Right.
So I was like, man, I want that Lambo.
Mm-hmm.
I want 3-4 Cuban link chains.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to go get that, you got to go put that work in.
Right, right. Yeah, man.
That's where I came from. And then ultimately, Nipsey too, man. Nipsey was my man's. He told me about that.
Yeah, you're the one who put me on to Nipsey.
Yeah, man. Nipsey was the man about as far as the process. Okay. That is not going to happen overnight. You gotta want it.
Right,
so it's
right.
going to be a journey. You know how you're ups, you know how you're downs.
Mm-hmm.
You can't shake. You got to run your marathon.
Yeah, man. It's all a marathon.
It's all a marathon.
Not a sprint. Yeah.
Exactly, bro. That's right.
So when you started this, man, like how did it start off? Did it start off slow or was it just like, you know, just word of mouth type thing? Or did you start off with social media? When you started posting like the all of your personal training, like when you started your own business.
When I started the training?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so luckily ours are already known as far as being as a workout guy. People already knew me as far as that.
Right.
So when I made this move, they was like, oh, bet. Trey, you should have been doing this.
Right.
So when I first started, not gonna lie, it was probably the hardest thing in the world because when it happened, the hurricane had happened.
Right.
So it took away it wiped out everything. So when you self-employed, my clients was like, they wasn't working, so I wasn't working.
Right.
So it put me like in the hole. But man, once I got the momentum going as far as just being consistent,
mm-hmm.
I was being a presence, gaining client results. Once I got my first client transformation, that right there just carried me on.
Right.
And then at that point, it was just about being consistent and being authentic, man.
Consistent, authentic, and then just, you know, you're selling the experience.
Selling the experience, man. Yeah. You train with Trey Pound, bro. You ain't training with no regular person. You ain't training with
Let them know, man.
You getting there. You getting right. But yeah. I'm also going to affect you mentally and emotionally.
Right.
As far as physically, we know that's going
to
happen.
Right. So not only is just a personal trainer job just to get the body right, but it's also to help the mind.
It's that mind,
right.
Man.
Just to keep pushing. Don't stop. Don't let the pain stop you.
Don't stop. You can't stop, man. Right. If it don't challenge you, it won't change you, bro.
Right. This is true.
You know what I'm saying? They go in there and they go over there smiling. Like, you just smiling for you working out. That's supposed to hurt, bro. You got to tighten up. You know what I'm saying? That's what I try to instill in them. I'm not there to be your friend. I mean, yeah, we're going to build a friendship.
Right, right.
But we here also to get this work.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I love. That's what I like to supply. That work.
The quality, man.
It's the quality, man. That's like the Gucci of trainers, man. Right. You want that cheap junk, man? Go buy that great value. Mm-hmm. You want that change?
Better go to LA Fitness with that.
Exactly. come over here, a little maxed out. You know what I'm saying? I'll take care of you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
So now, if you don't mind me asking, man, how many clients do you have now compared to when you first started?
When I first started, my first year, I tried to do it in growth. My first year, I probably had about 5 in rotation. That was pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Then my second year, I got about 9. Then I fell off back to 5, right? This year, man, I can honestly say God has been blessing me, bro. I got about 15 clients on deck. I got about 9 in waiting, and I got about 6 online clients. Okay. You know, as far as that, and then by me doing this, it also helped me to start the meal prep company.
Right.
So now, when my clients get with me, man, they got the ultimate way to win. I'm giving them a life hack.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what you're doing. So now at this point, you're giving them a life hack.
It's like, yo, right. How do you, you're not going to, nah, it's like, you can't lose. Mm-hmm. I'm training you. If you eat my meals consistently,
you will drop the weight.
You will drop the weight.
And you will build the muscle.
You
right. Yeah.
You're going to build that muscle. So it's like, you train with me, you're getting the whole package. Ain't like these average trainers, man.
And so one thing I learned about, like, when it comes to, like, working out and everything, it's not just all about cardio, because they doesn't muscle burn fat faster or just as much as cardio does too.
Muscle's like gonna burn way more, brother.
Right.
Because put it like this: if you look at all these super athletes like LeBron James, Serena Williams, they got a lot of lean muscle. They ain't get that from just running. They got to lift. They have to get strong, because when you add that lean muscle, it just takes you to another. It takes you to a whole another level of burning fat. Your metabolism is gonna get increased. It can just do so much. So that's why when you go to the gym, the main thing you want to really focus on is weightlifting. Cardio is secondary.
Right.
It's you're going to lose weight, but you're going to be skinny fat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. When you're working out, you want to get that muscle established. So when you lose that weight via the cardio and the diet, it's not skinny. It's already hardened.
Right.
So you're right.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So once you figure out the science behind it, man, weight loss can be the most simplest thing.
Right.
But people get caught up in all these fads like the keto diet and intermittent fasting, which are good. Right. I'm not bashing them. I'm just saying people make it harder than it needs to be.
Right. And then for you to know that you've had to read books about this, right?
Yeah, man. And then honestly, bro, the greatest thing that ever happened to me, bro, as far as knowledge is YouTube University, man. Right. I'm a scholar, bro. I'm a scholar at YouTube University because it's
there you go, guys. That's free.
It's free content. That's a gym. Whatever you want to learn.
A mental gym on YouTube.
You can learn on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You can learn how to edit video. You can learn how to tie a tie.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to start a podcast. Everything.
You can learn how to start a podcast like we're doing right now. You can learn how to train people.
Right.
You know, you learn how to train, but then once you gotta really want it, though.
Right. You just didn't do YouTube. You also read books on how the muscles and everything
works. Yeah. Definitely read books. Definitely read some books. And then other read articles, forums.
Right.
All that stuff. And then it's trial and error. Trying it out on yourself.
Right.
And see how it works. Because if I can try that on me and it makes me feel weird, I know for a fact it's going to make Betty from down the street feel weird. Right. She ain't never worked out in her life. And so I'm the type of person working out all the time. Man, I know it's uncomfortable for me.
Right.
But if I can find that in me to dig past that and keep going, I know exactly what I got to do to get her to feel that same way.
Right.
To push her past that. To get her past her goals.
Okay, so you're training Betty from across the street. Now, like, before you start working out, do you do, like, a consultation and try to figure it out?
Oh, yeah, we do consultation. First, we got to do that. So I got to see what they mind. I got to see if they even committed. Because if they're not committed and they're just going to come in there and waste my time, I don't want their money.
Right.
You can keep your money. But then, I just lost my train of thought, bro. So we do the consultation, right? And then once we do the consultation.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah, we got to do the consultation because I got to see where they're at. And then once we do that and they sign up, the first thing we do, our first 3 days, we do assessments. I got to do a mobility assessment. I got to do a body weight, like a body, how can they move there? But like, how can they function, like as far as push-ups, like athletic assessment almost, and then do a cardiovascular assessment.
Right, because you don't want to put someone who's like been an athlete their whole life through the same routine as someone who's just started working out, right?
Exactly. So if a person just started working out, I got to see if they can even squat, right? Can you touch your toes? Can you reach over like that before I give you a bar and say squat this to the floor?
Right, right.
It ain't going to happen.
No, that's how injuries happen.
It's not going to happen. Exactly. They're not going to make any progress. They're going to get hurt. And they're probably not going to come back.
Right.
They're probably going to just cancel that contract and be like, I'm like, dang, I lost them.
Right.
But if I put them through that assessment and make their body feel the weights, can you use your body? Can you control your body? Do you have that mind-muscle connection?
Right.
Once that is established, oh, yeah, man, we taking off.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, the rest is history.
Yeah, okay. That's awesome, man, that you even put so much thought into like, your client's mobility and then just how athletic they would be.
Yeah, man. Because I know how it is. Because once you figure out a person's program design, you're gonna make that person's body change in crazy amount of ways. Instead of doing some same cookie cutter program, it ain't going to work. That's why we all got 3 different body types. We got the big guys, like the natural country strong guys, like linemen, right? You got quarterbacks. They're nice, physique body builds, and then you got the skinny guys.
Right.
So the same thing that that skinny guy's doing is not going to work for the guy that's really big. It's not going to work. So you got to learn these body types.
So if you got Big Country and Slim Jim, and Slim Jim trying to get some muscle, uh-huh. and Big Country trying to lose weight, it's a whole different workout. It's a
whole different
ballgame. Right.
It's a whole different ballgame. Because Slim Jim going to have to eat so much, he's going to have to lift so much to even gain like 2 pounds.
Right.
Because his body's going to burn it off. You know what I'm saying? But Big Country, he's on the good side because he's going to be strong already.
Right.
He's got to get his cardio right. You know what I'm saying? His endurance, and that weight going to slide off him.
Mm-hmm.
So for the bigger guys, if they're listening out here, it's easy for y'all to lose weight. It's never too late. Don't think because you're overweight, you can't change. You can change.
Now, my thing, because I'm a big guy, guys. I'm about 300 pounds.
No, I got it, man.
Well,
the coolest big guy I know.
Don't let this fatigue fool you. Well,
get up in there.
But so for me, like the biggest thing for me, and then it's when I started working out over a long time ago, and even now, like just the mentality of like, I feel self-conscious. How do you try to work someone through that being self-conscious? Like, oh, I'm fat. I don't want no one to like see me work hard.
You living for you. You get one life, man. Mm-hmm. You get one life. You gonna live your life in doubt? It's like, man, I can't worry about this person here. Man, they ain't paying your bills.
Right.
Man, you go to bed. You gotta shower. You gotta get up. You gotta go to work. So why worry about what that person is thinking about you? Right. Who cares? Who are they? See, yeah, so what? They're skinny. They probably out of shape anyways. They probably come in the gym and do one thing and be done.
Right.
Who cares?
So you can be skinny and be out of shape.
Exactly. Right. Just because you're big don't mean nothing. So if you're going to lift weights or just try to have a lifestyle change, do it for you because you only get one life. And I want to have the best experience with this thing called life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to live in doubt. I'm not going to live in fear. So I'm never going to let that hold me back. So that's what I try to push on to the person wanting to make that step. As far as losing weight or just being subconscious about it.
Right.
Do it for you.
Do it for you. It has to be for you, because then other than that, it won't be your own change.
Exactly.
So once you did, okay, so you started the personal training, and then what made you jump into the food industry, into meal preps?
Food meal preps? I don't want to talk about the whole situation, but basically, he brought it to my attention before,
right?
And then I just let it die out, you know what I'm saying? But then I competed. I went on stage to do some bodybuilding. And in my location out there in Lehigh, for those who know, there ain't nothing of health out there,
right?
As far as trying to make some gains, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to make some gains. I didn't want to hurt myself. So I met a chef. We linked up. I tasted his food. I wanted to make sure it was good. And then after that, I was like, man, we're going to make a meal prep company.
Right.
That was it, bro. We just having the availability to it. And I know fast food is probably the biggest money spender. People spend money on food all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, my gym, if I can supply the healthy people food, it's going to spread like wildfire.
Right.
At this point now, man, we just started, but we're doing good.
So the person who brought that to your attention, it was just out of just networking.
It was
just
networking.
Someone who put the idea in your head, and then it's just like a mustard seed. It just grew from there.
Either it could have died off, or it could have grew. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it grew.
Yeah.
So, I like the ownership, man. I like to own some stuff, so.
Yeah, man. Young black entrepreneur.
Trying to make it out here, man.
From Fort Myers.
Fort Myers, man.
Yeah, man.
Getting out the mud.
I'm trying to tell you. Man, there's just so many things though, man. Cause like, so you did that, you did the personal training, and then you did, you're doing meal prep, and then you're also getting married.
Getting married.
So that's the whole thing. You're running two companies and you're getting married. That must be stressful.
That's a company itself too.
Yeah.
Shit. That's like trying to run a freaking what's the term they use for like a Fortune 500 company?
A Fortune 500 company. Yes, man.
Yeah, man. But getting married, man, honestly, bro,
it's a beautiful thing, man.
Especially being young and being in love, mm-hmm. man. A lot of people try to shun it and make it seem like it's a bad thing by the generation, but it's not, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing better than having that person that's there for you and that loves you for you and unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
It's better going out and chasing girls, partying all the time. Ain't nothing like coming home from a long day of work and having some food ready for you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Watching some TV and laying on the couch chilling, man. That, to me, that is the best thing ever, man. That's my sanctuary.
Right, right.
Because dealing with all the madness in the world, man, coming home to just love is like, how could you beat that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then you grow within yourself because it's so much to explain. I can't even, it's crazy, bro. I just lost my train of thought.
No, you're fine, man.
I get so engulfed in my ideas, man, that so many things come at once.
Right.
I'll lose my train of thought.
It's okay. Our mind moves fast.
Mind moves fast, mm-hmm. and my mouth can put out the words, man.
Yeah. That's the thing, though, man. Like, when you get married or when you're thinking about getting married, like, you're putting, like you said, your life is the most important thing, and you're putting, you're investing your time into someone who's also investing their time into you.
Yeah. And also, you married a family, man.
Right.
You married a family. And me growing up, My family was, it was there, but it wasn't like how I seen it in the movies.
Right.
Or how I seen it with my friends.
Right.
I would go to such and such's house, and I'm like, man, they got their dad, their mom here, they got brothers, they got a big family. I want that. Why can't I have that?
Right.
And I never had that. Mine was always separated. You go here, my parents didn't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, this ain't how you're supposed to live life. So when I met my girl, I seen that she had everything that I was lacking.
Right.
So that.
So she completed you.
She completed me.
Yeah.
So I was like, bet, man, why wait till I'm 30? I'm going to do it now. If I love her now, I'm going to prove it to her.
Right, right.
I'm going to prove it to everybody. Like, yo, I don't need this girl. I don't need this girl. I don't need this girl. I don't care. Mm-hmm. You can have a way better body than my girl. I don't care. But my girl heart pure, man. She exactly. got a pure heart. So.
And that's what you're looking for, man, especially when it comes to spending the rest of your life with someone.
Yeah, man. I want somebody that's going to love me for me. Right, not right. love me for money or my appearance. That cut fades. Money comes and goes.
Now, how'd you learn that? You're 26, right? So how'd you learn that at a young age, man? Like, what made you think that just the missing the family that you said wasn't really there when you were younger, and you're like, you know what, this is what I want. So just, you know, pursuing that.
Because if I had kids, man, because I ever thought, if I have kids, I don't want my kids to grow up nothing like me. I want them to have everything that I had, didn't have.
Right.
But still the same values that I have. So they're going to have my values, but I wanted my kids to have both parents in the house.
Right, right.
They're not having no split parents. I wanted my kids to have, if they do athletic events or whatever they may do in the extracurricular time, to have parents there to support them.
Right.
I didn't have that. I would be at home, I would get off from the football game, and bro, I'll be sitting outside for like 3 hours because my dad didn't care because he was already married.
Right.
And my mom was so, like, just
doing her own thing.
Yeah. I was like, yo, what's up, man? Hey. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I never wanted that. I didn't have cousins because everybody lives with my cousins. They weren't old enough to drive, or I just didn't have that connection with them to even call them up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But on her side of the family, they're all like this.
Right.
So when I seen that, I was like, at first, no lie, bro, it was the hardest thing for me to adjust.
Right.
Because me, I'm very, like, by myself. I'm a,
well, I remember when we first met, you ain't like me and I ain't like you.
Man,
it was hard at the workplace, man.
Yeah, dealing
with workplace, two but alpha dogs.
But look at us now, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was hard for me to, like, adjust to, like, having somebody right there that I can go talk to that I never had before. Or having this person here or this person here. Everybody's, like, giving me love. And
right.
I'm like, man, is this real or is this fake? But once I realized that it was real, man, it was an easy transition, man. And once I seen that, and the parents gave me a good response, it was that just sealed the deal, bro.
Right. Now, when you asked Emily to marry you, did you do it the old traditional way and you asked her dad first?
Definitely asked the parents, but the way I did it was super spontaneous.
Okay.
And
let the viewers know.
She picked out her own ring and everything, bro. She didn't even know it. We just went one. We were always just messing around. We were like, let's go look at rings.
All right.
So one day we went in there. And the lady, she kind of finessed me, bro, but it kind of threw an alley-oop, but I caught the attention on it. It was Mother's Day weekend, too, so we went in there, we were looking at rings, and she was like, babe, I like that one. So she tried it on, right? And I was like, yeah, whatever. So the lady kind of, like, took her over there to the side about the Pandora bracelets and stuff. And one lady was like, hey, it's Mother's Day, we can give you an amazing deal. So she did some numbers, bro. I don't know what she did, but she gave me a number that I liked. And I just copped it. And this is my whole thing here. When I got the ring, I was like, this is when I was still working at, LA Fitness. And I was like, look, I'm going to propose to her when I pass my test, my certification.
Okay.
So the lady was like, I don't know. It's going to burn a hole in your pocket. I was like, lady, shut up. You don't know my life. Shut up. I got this.
Stop looking at my pocket.
Don't worry about me. Bro, so I had it in my room, and I kept looking at it every single day. I'm like, man, that's really nice. It looked good on my girl's finger. So we'll be going places, and I just look at her, and I see her hand naked. I'm like, man, she don't even know I can rock her world right now. So me being spontaneous, bro, my birthday, we went to Mirror Island. We just had a good day. Like, it was just a great day. And I was like, yo, I can get used to doing this every day. I don't care about chasing these girls. I'm good with, like, one. I'm good with her. Right. I love her. So we went back to the crib, her house, actually. And we was going inside the house. And I just stopped her right there in the front porch. And I just pulled it out of my pocket. And I got down and I did it. And then she was, like, shocked. Nobody knew, bro. It was so spontaneous.
Right.
That's just how I am, bro. Spontaneous, bro. I'm an impulse.
Gotta be, man.
But I already knew what I wanted to do. So I proposed to her, boom, right? Before my exam, I didn't even pass my test yet. I couldn't do it. The lady was right. But that gave me that extra motivation to pass the test. I'm like, yo, man, I'm engaged now, man. What you going to do, Trey? You going to fold or you going to get right?
Uh-huh.
And that's what happened. I got right. And 3 or 2 years later, we get married.
There you go, man. You know? Damn, that's awesome, man.
It's a beautiful story, man.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy. Yep. Man, I remember when I first met you, too, I didn't even know you. I didn't think I was ever going to be friends with you. I met you at another store, and you were
No, I can't. I met you at your store.
Bro. No, but I first met you when I was shop at Edison.
Oh, okay.
And I met you, and you were super duper skinny.
I was a skinny boy, man.
So how at your skinniest, man? Well, how skinny were you?
I felt like 170.
170. What are you at right now?
I'm a solid 205 right now. 205.
Pure muscle.
Muscle. I'm competing. I'm bulking up right now. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna cut down to 185, man.
Now, when you say you're gonna cut down to 185, is that so you can compete again?
Nah. So when I'm on stage, bro, I'm shredded, bro. I'm trying to be shredded, but I'm trying to be beefy.
So when you say when you do a competition, what kind of different training do you do?
Oh man, it's tough, man. Heavyweights for sure. Well,
and you're all natural too.
I'm all natural, bro. No steroids.
No steroids.
No steroids. The most I'll do is a creatine monohydrate, bro. But what it is, it's an 8-week process. But me, I wanted a head start.
Mm-hmm.
So, cause you want.
I mean, I do the same thing for No Shave November. I start in October.
Yeah, start early, bro. Man, early bird gets the worm. That November come, that beard night, you like that struggle face.
Yeah, exactly.
It's already past it, so November come, you lit.
I don't got a fake beard or nothing.
Yeah, I'm known for the fake beard. I'm known for the fake beards. But the process of it is, so you find your weight class, and then you just bulk up to where you feel comfortable. And me, I want to bulk up as much as I can, so when I cut down, I can still maintain some of that size.
Right.
But still be vascular. You know what I'm saying?
That's what they look for. How do they judge you when they...
They want you by your vascularity, but the biggest thing that I didn't realize was posing. Because you can look as good as you look, but if you can't show me how good you look, you're going to lose every time.
So you got to learn how to pose.
You got to learn how to pose.
Yeah.
And that was hard. And that's what I underestimated. Right. When I went up there, I felt great. I looked great, but like they beat me on my posing. The guys who beat me. But I didn't take it like, oh man, they beat me. I take it like, yo, so in my first show, like, hey man, I'm going in blind. Right. No coach, no nothing.
Going in raw.
So now I know the process. So if I come do the second one,
right.
I know exactly how to handle it. I'll starve myself.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, it was hard. She can tell you, my girl can tell you, man, being around me was not fun. It was not fun, bro.
So what, did you cut all the carbohydrates out?
Bro, I was eating so little, man. Like, if you can, like, see how much I was eating, bro, it's only,
so
like,
just basically the palm of your hand.
Not even that, bro. It was probably, like, half of that as far as carbs.
So basically, whatever, like, when you cup your hand and what you could fit into the cup of your hand.
Yep. Like, maybe, like, 2 teaspoons, bro, as much carbs I was eating per meal.
Right.
And it's maybe, like, 4 ounces of tilapia. You're doing 2 days of cardio.
Right.
Bro, I was killing myself. Killing myself, man. I burnt too much muscle off. I got too skinny.
Right.
But now, like I said, now I know the process. I'm not going to do that same mistake again.
Right. So when it comes to so if you do decide to do it again, so what's the different training that you're going to do, or different, maybe not even training, just different types of nutrients that you're going to do?
Oh, definitely going to be eating way more carbs. Mm. Way more carbs.
Is that what you need, though?
Pre-show. Because
what's a pre-show?
The pre-show is like before the show starts. So the pre-show is on that Friday. Show is on Saturday.
Right.
So on Friday, this last time, I didn't eat enough.
Right.
You need, because protein at this point is waste.
Mm.
Since your carbs are so depleted, you want to start feeding your body those carbs to inflate.
Right.
Because you're so depleted, you're skinny, but you want them carbs late night, especially the day before, so you can start bulking up, put on that size. So when you go on stage, you're full, nice and full.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's really the whole point of the pre-carbs.
Now, is it the same, like, so it's a competition like anything. So is it the same as, like, let's say, like, a wrestling competition where, so you kind of, like the day before, just so you could get super vascular, do you, like, drink less water? Like, at least
for
wrestling.
You can't have no water for 2 days, bro.
No water for 2 days?
No water for 2 days.
That's how it was. When I did wrestling in high school, that's how it was for weigh-ins. I would be spitting in a cup and then trying just to make the weight. And then drinking maybe like not even a cup of water a day.
Nah, we had no water, bro. What I did was my coach. He wasn't my coach. He was like my homie. He's giving me advice.
Right.
He's coaching me through it. But he wasn't like, I didn't pay him or nothing.
Right.
And he gave me this water diuretic. So on that Friday, that morning, I took that water diuretic, and that was going to make me pee out all my water. So I didn't want no water weight on me at all.
And so what does the water weight do to you, or what does the water do to you? Does it make
it
you...
It bloats you up on stage.
You don't want that. You want everything to show up.
You want everything just flat, dry. When you go like this, bro, like, it's nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Like, it hurt. But like, yo, I was shredded, bro. It hurt, but I was shredded, bro. That was my mindset. So that was the hardest part.
So you may have to have mental toughness just to do a show.
Yeah, bro.
Because just no water. You said no water for 2 days. And then all you could eat is just
peanut butter. I'm eating rice cakes with peanut butter, bro.
No water.
You
no nothing.
Mouth spit and just chew gum, man. That'll keep your mouth dry. It was the hardest thing in the world, bro. But I'm going to do it all over again, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it all over again. Well, now I know the process. Like I said, now I know the process.
It's funny. I had one of my friends told me that warriors go to war hungry.
For the hungry, man. Bro, and the thing I want, the reason why I'm doing this bodybuilding thing, because it just ties back into my training.
Mm-hmm.
If I get a new client that I never know nothing about training, and they go into my office and see trophies.
So this is an investment back into you.
This is an investment back into me.
Right.
So they see trophies. They be like, dang, this guy's the real deal. And I can be like, look, man, you want to get shredded, bro? Look at me. We did this. This program that I'm about to put you on, this can happen to you too. Right. How bad do you want it? But also I'm doing this for the market. When I go out places, I know it's bigger than Fort Myers. It's right. Not what you know, it's who you know. And exactly. I know that. And I totally know that. So if I can start meeting people out there in these places like that, mm-hmm. just to make my face known, so when I do make a move, it's solid. So I got support from everywhere.
Right. Networking.
Networking. That's really what it is at the end of the day, bro.
That's one thing I wish they would have taught us in high school or when we were younger, man. Just how to network. Because where we're from, man, is just, you know, like, oh, you look at me weird. I don't want to talk to you. Or just, you know, just all to yourself. Just, you know, quiet and just nothing. And that's just how we, you know, how we grew up in our area. But little did we know is that we have to talk.
Yeah.
And you have to be social.
Got to talk. And that's probably one of the greatest things I can say was the social part behind it.
Right.
Champs, you got to get your, well, now it's different. I know how it is. But when we started, it was like, if you don't get your money, you ain't making no money.
Right.
You gotta go get it.
Right, right.
That's what that, and that ties back into what you asked me earlier, that hustle mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Working at Champs, I had some heavy hitters working against me.
Right.
So I was like, yo, if I don't work, man, I ain't eating nothing. Because I had you in there. I had Justin and Trill. Y'all, we had some hitters.
Right, right.
So I was like, yo, man, I got to step my game up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what kept me, that's what gave me that drive to like always want to do better.
Right.
It's like being around people that's doing good already. It's going to make me strive to do better. Because I don't like being around bums, bro.
Right.
No disrespect to bums. Y'all can stay down there. But I like being around people who going to motivate me, like this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Doing this, bro, motivating me. It's like, y'all got my dog Chavo coming through. Let's get it, man.
Yeah.
Get up, give my dog energy. Let's do it. I remember when we talked about this, and I know what kind of a move this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, if Bob, you even choosing me is an honor to me. That you could, because you could have chose anybody else, bro, and you chose me. So I say I'm thankful.
Yeah, man. You're part of the family, man. This is that's the name of the podcast, by the way. I don't know if I told you. It's called Welcome to the Family.
Welcome to the Family. I'm an honorary member.
Hey, you already are part of the family, man.
Hell yeah,
man. And that's the best part, man, where it's just, you know, just seeing you grind motivated me, too. So it all ties back in, too, man. So when I seen you take the leap of faith, I was like, man, you know what? I got to do it, too. It might have took me a little longer, but, I mean, I'm here now.
Like Nip just said, bro, hey, it's a marathon. Ain't no sprint. You're going to get there, man. You're going to get there.
Yeah, we all run on different paces, guys. Don't forget that.
Don't compare your chapter 1 to somebody's chapter 20.
I'm trying to tell you.
That's what I had to learn the hard way, too, man, because mm-hmm. I was getting so caught up with this person was doing what this person was doing. I'm not worried about what Trey doing.
Mm-hmm.
So let me worry about what I'm doing, and I'll progress through this chapter, through this book of life.
Right.
Instead of trying to skip ahead and see what's up and see what's over there, man, worry about what's in front of you now. Yep. That'll come to you when you get to it.
And that's the thing, though, too, man. People got to realize, it's like, how does Joe, what Joe's doing, affect what you're supposed to be doing? You got to just keep blinders on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like a race, like when a horse that's in a race, just put blinders on.
Right,
just focus up, stay in your lane, run in your lane.
Stay in your lane, bro. That's one of my favorite lines.
Mm-hmm.
Bro. Stay in your lane, bro. Stay in lane. Don't be worried about this person doing. He might crash.
Yep. And that's the thing, though, too. So like my lane might be curvy and windy compared to someone else's lane that's gonna be straight. And I just, and that's the thing, though. You just can't worry about their lane straight. And you got the hard road. Cause at least for me, everything that I've done has been, I've always had to take the long way. You know, I've always had to take the long route compared to like when I see my other friends, it just comes easy. It just comes natural to them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing, though, just being able to distinguish is just and just stay focused on what you're doing, even though it might be a little harder. Even though it might be a little harder, it's just something that you got to keep doing.
And realize that everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to find the positives in everything. Because when I say everything happens for a reason, I didn't start learning that till like maybe this year. Because I went through so much stuff, and I was like, why is this shit happening to me? Like, what did I do?
Right.
But all that did was make me mentally strong
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, and it made me grateful for things that I didn't have before. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I started with this training thing, so many things that happened to me, it wasn't just one thing. It was like one thing, and another thing, and mm-hmm. another thing, and another thing. And it broke me down to the bottom.
The bills, you know, don't ever stop coming, man.
Man, guess what, though? It didn't build me back up, because when I started seeing one little gleam of opportunity,
mm-hmm.
took it and I ran with it, because I knew what it was like to be back there, and I didn't want to be back there no more.
That's the thing, though, man. You got to take the little beam of light and just put it in your pocket and just save it.
And save it, man. And then just keep going, and then realize if something happens, like, bet, I see it for what it is. I'm going to analyze it before I make any rash decisions. I'm going to sit back like in Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
When when Iron Man was talking to Captain Marvel.
Marvel.
He was like, how do I do it? He said, it's only one way. It's only one way. It's a million other ways you can do. If you get presented with a scenario, automatically you're going to think, it can go good, it can go bad. 9 times out of 10, the person's going to go bad. But you got to find that good in every situation. See things from that person's point of view.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Before you make any judgments, before you make your own decision, see it from how they are thinking. So once you put yourself in their shoes, you're automatically going to win. You're going to win that interaction between that person or whatever's going on because you can see it from both sides before you make that decision. And that's what I learned. It's seeing it from multiple point of views. So once I seen that, I was like, bet, man. Okay, now I know why this is happening because this is happening.
Right.
And once I realized that, can't shake me now, bro. Yeah. Like, I can, like, I know life is life, but I'm ready for whatever comes my way.
Right.
Ready for that. And that, to me, that is just strong. That's a strong asset to have.
It is, man. Just being able to see, like, the punches coming and just running through them.
Ready for it.
Yep.
I'm ready for it. Man. You know? But it's hard with life, man, because it's so unpredictable, man. You can be having your highs and having your lows.
But that's in anything, though.
It's very true. Yeah, man.
It is, man. Even average Joe playing or working in the office, you know, that promotion might not come to him.
Might not come to him. It might come to Sally.
Yeah, it might come to Sally.
The promotion will come, but you got to do one thing that you're not doing, Joe, that's holding you back. And once you do it, it's going to come.
It's that self-reflection, man.
Mm-hmm. And self-development.
Self-development as well.
People neglect that, man.
Right.
That's one thing you got to do is self-development. You can't work a 9-to-5 and not pursue your dreams.
Right. Well, that's the thing, though. People work a 9-to-5 and want a Maserati.
Bro, you better go ahead and start reading the books. We're trying to find a side hustle, get that passive income.
And that's the thing, though, too, man. Where I wish another thing that high school would have taught us, or just, you know, being younger and being taught where it's okay to have a side hustle. Now, just have, and that's the thing about all people back in the older days, too. They had their main hustle, and then they always had a whole bunch of side hustles.
You gotta have side hustles, man. You gotta have 7 incomes. That's what I think. One for every day of the week, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? One for every day of the week. You need 7 of them. And you're right about that thing about high school, man. Because high school, they don't teach us no life lessons. They even took away home economics.
Yeah.
They got stuff. They teaching stuff off computers now, bro. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I pray for these teachers, man. Because that's hard, man. You got to put that much time into that. You're not getting benefited from that.
Yeah. Well, little Jose needs to learn how to cook, man.
You know how to cook, man. Not just that. You got to learn how to do can he balance a check? Well, we don't do checkbooks no more.
Right.
But can you just do simple life skills?
Well, even balancing a check now is just going online.
Yeah.
And then and then just going through your pay stubs or pay statement.
So now it's like little life lessons. They're teaching us social studies, and that's cool to know your history, but teach me like taxes.
Yep.
Teach me how to get an LLC. Teach me how to own some shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? Teach me stuff like that's gonna help me.
Teach me to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, they're not gonna teach you that. They're gonna teach you to go to college. Ain't nothing wrong with going to college, but they're gonna teach you to go to college, get in all this damn debt for $80,000. 9 times out of 10, person gonna drop out because they can't do it.
You know, or they don't want to do it.
Or they don't want to do it. Only gonna do it because they're forced to.
Right.
Then once they get out of that debt, they're going to get a car that they'll get even more debt. And then get a house that will get even more debt.
Yep.
And you're never going to get out of debt. You're going to be working forever.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, though, too, man, where it's like, man, that's what a lot of, it's funny because that's what Nipsey would say. Like, never overspend yourself.
Nah, you'll be stretched too thin, man. Yeah, you're wore out. You're wore out, man. So.
Only so much your mom and pops can help you with, man. At the end of the day, it's on you.
They might be struggling themselves. Just putting up a front for you like a smoke screen.
Yep.
Like, yo, I got this under control, but I'm hanging on for dear life, too. Mm-hmm. So that's why you got to just go through this life thing called life at your own pace. And just let yourself, like, obviously you take bits and pieces from the advice, but only from people you're willing to trade places from.
Right.
If you're not willing to trade places with that person, man, you can take their advice with a grain of salt.
Right. And that's the thing, though, too, man, where also learn how to pick your friends well, man. Like, people who don't inspire you, why are you friends with them? People who you can't learn out of, if they're not adding to your situation, and not even talking about finance, I'm just talking about mental or just strategies or things like that, if they're not adding to you, then they're subtracting.
Yeah, man, it's subtracting. That's big time, bro. It's like a mango. I seen a meme of this thing the other day. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a grapefruit. They had, like, 3 grapefruits in their basket, and they had one, like, old, moldy grapefruit next to the healthy grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by it being in there, that mango, well, that grapefruit that was fresh, it got infected from being around that old grapefruit already. So that's very true to what you said.
Right.
Choose your friends wisely and be careful who you're around, because they might be one way. People got, it's two sides to people, man. They might be laughing with you and kikiing with you in your face, but as soon as you turn your back, they could be having a nightlife, crazy, doing all this other shit. So you around them,
right?
And God forbid some shit pops off, you're like, yo, I'm with chilling with what's name. I didn't think this was gonna happen,
right?
Because you know what they're doing in their downtime. So you gotta know who you around at all times. That's why me, I'd rather be at home with my wife. I ain't gotta worry about, cause I know what she about, man. I ain't gotta be out.
That's true,
partying, man. Or going to a bar one time and chilling with my homie, and he doing this on the side, and I don't know that, and I get caught up in some junk.
Yep.
Like you said, choose your friends wisely, man.
And it's not bad to cut off people, man. It's just growth. You're going in one direction, they're going in another direction.
That's very true, bro. That is very true. Growth is one of the biggest things you want to have in life, man. Because if you're not growing, you just staying stagnant, You doing, man? You taking up space.
Yeah, man.
Taking up space.
The, what is, there's a saying that says complacency is the man's worst enemy.
Yeah, man. That's very true. Idle time is, can be your worst enemy, yep. bro. But you got to make use of that idle time, man. Just even if it's for like whatever you got, even if it's for like 10 minutes, that 10 minutes you didn't invest it was going to be a good 10 minutes. Right. That 10 minutes, you're going to start falling in love with that 10 minutes. That 10 minutes going to turn to 20 minutes. You know, 20 minutes going to turn to an hour. Then an hour turn to 3 hours. You're going to get obsessed with doing what you love. So right. invest little time. It's a method. I forgot whose method that was. It starts with an M. But he said he invested a minute a day into whatever he wanted to do. Just a minute. Whether it had been building a house, just read a page. You like, you know what, that page turned, like, that one page might have some interesting stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
That page might turn into two pages, and then it goes on and on and on.
That makes sense, though. It's like anything. You read one page a day on a book, and the page has 200 pages, or the book has 200 pages, and you, by the end of the year, you'll be done with it.
Got it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I just try to invest whatever you make, whatever you want. It can happen. All
right.
You know? Yeah, man. It can happen, brother.
Now, like, how'd you, man, how'd you even, like, man, I don't even know how to put this. So, when it comes to like being self-motivated, man, where do you find that at? Just in general, like in the sense of, like, you know, you have to get it. Even if you were just, let's just say, for example, you were just single and it was just you. Like, even when you were single, yeah. How did you find that self-motivation to do what you wanted to do?
It might sound crazy, bro, but I call this little thing it's called paying the rent. So every day I wake up, I got a rent due. So I gotta find a way to pay the rent. I'm gonna get evicted.
Right.
You know, so every day I tell myself every day, yeah, Trey, like you gotta pay the rent, bro. Get your ass up. You tired? I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you tired? Hey, man, they got people out here trying to get your position, man. You say you wanna be on top? Go out there and pay the rent. You wanna build a mansion? You want a trailer? I want a mansion, bro. I want a nice, lavish lifestyle.
Right.
But I know it's gonna take time to get that. So I gotta keep paying my rent, keep putting in that work.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, I'm gonna own this shit, and the rent's paid.
You hear that, you beautiful fucking savages? Pay that rent.
Until then, I gotta pay that goddamn rent until it's my mortgage. And then once I own that mortgage, it's mine. I ain't gotta worry about nothing. Mm-hmm. I gotta just own some shit and then put my people on.
Right. Yeah, man.
That's what I wanna do, man. I wanna be that person to where people look at me and be like, yo, man, I remember when Trey said this and he made that shit happen. And when people tell me, they're like, yo, man, Trey, you motivate me. And I be like, man, I ain't doing shit. I be like, man, I ain't doing shit. I motivate you? Okay. Now I'm gonna start putting a little bit more energy into what I'm doing because right. I know they're watching and know they're looking at me for that inspiration.
Right.
So I can't let them down because they're looking at me for that motivation. So I'm like, okay, if they're looking at me for that motivation, I definitely gotta pay the rent. And I definitely gotta come harder next time. So when they see me again, they're like, yo, I knew Trey was gonna come through for me.
Right.
And that's what keeps me going is the, I don't know, just the helping of other people. I just love helping people, and that ties into why I'm a trainer, bro.
Right.
Because I get to help a person go from this of like low confidence, thinking they lost it and they have no chance, to seeing a person come out, he got abs, he can do anything.
Right.
It's crazy. And it's to me, see that
and be a part of it too.
It's like I help this guy, and these training sessions become like family.
Right.
They become family, and you get blessings, man. It's crazy how it works because it's almost like therapy for them because you can give the training away for free. You can go on the internet and find workouts anywhere you want to do it, but it's about creating that connection with that person
mm-hmm.
and making them see it to where they can say, damn, I really can do this and it's not too late.
There you go. Selling the experience, bro.
Yep.
It's all about being premium.
You gotta be premium, man.
Yep.
That's when they buy that premium package, they get that premium package. But if they want to buy that simple and try to be cheap and try to finesse,
mm-hmm.
you pay for what you get, bro.
Yeah, that's true. On anything. In anything.
That's very true, man. That's very true. So don't be out trying to be cheap, man. Like, if you want some of my value, go pay that tab. Don't try to undermine it, because in a couple of weeks, it's going to break down on you.
Yep. Gotta pay the rent.
Pay that rent, man. Every day, pay that rent. That's what keeps me going, man.
Yeah. Well, tell the folks how they can find you, Trey.
They can find me on Instagram at Trey Pound Fit. You know, also on Facebook, Trey Pound Fit. YouTube, I'm just starting a YouTube channel. I got a couple of videos up, but I'm now, since I feel like I've been paying the rent lately, you know what I'm saying, my camera confidence has significantly jumped, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like I should take the leap and go into YouTube and really show who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So for my YouTube,
show that personality, man. You got a beautiful personality.
Today, like me, right? Hey, y'all can see me right now, bro. I'm hitting the shoulder shaving right now. You know what I'm saying? But YouTube is gonna be Trey Pounds Fitness. It's all caps, bringing the heat. And I got a Snapchat way too wavy, but I'm the most active on Instagram at Trey Pound Fit. That's it. And rocking out like that, man.
All right, guys, well, we're gonna wrap this up. See when we post this, man. Hopefully post it in the next couple weeks.